the Rule of Threes Podcast. The Rule of Threes Podcast. It's the Rule of Threes Podcast with Chris and Casey.
It's the Rule of Threes Podcast. I'm Chris Grace.
I'm Casey Lawrence.
It's Wednesday, November 25th, and we're so close to the beginning of preseason.
Oh my goodness.
What a short offseason this is.
It's too short. I'm just going to say it. It's just too short.
I wish I was a baller.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
Is that too short?
No.
Oh. Too short is a musician though, right?
Yes.
Who sang that? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her.
Skilo.
Skilo. Too Short is also some sort of musician, though.
Yes, Too Short is a musician. Too Short, West Coast hip hop. He was also an actor. Sorts of stuff that he.
We are so close to the preseason starting that the first preseason games are going to happen before my MacBook M1 arrives.
Oh, you got one. Oh, man.
Yes. I actually sold my previous MacBook.
I'm a little jealous, to be honest with you.
Well, I had a MacBook Pro from last year.
Yeah.
And basically, this is the peak of the used sale price for that MacBook. It's only going to get worse as these new MacBooks come out. So I sort of quickly offloaded that. And actually, the new laptop I'm getting is cheaper than what I sold it for. So
that's great.
Using a website called Swappa, I'd never been to before.
Swappa.
Swappa. And I thought it was a little scammy, but actually lots of people on Reddit say it's a good thing. So new laptop arrives December 15th. Preseason starts December 11th.
Whoa. Okay.
So when training camps start Monday, I would assume, or something like that.
Oh my God.
Pretty soon.
I think they start in early December is the idea.
I might have mentioned this before, but I think that this is going to be a non-zero factor when it comes to teams that have a lot of changes to their roster. Just the compressed nature of this. It's going to be very hard to tell what any of these teams are like before February.
Yeah.
No matter how well they're doing in these first couple, basically this quote unquote first half of the regular season, which is the only part of the season that we have an actual schedule for.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it is a weird time to be getting ready for basketball, especially with all the very interesting changes that have been made. Do you want to go in and talk about the big changes that have been made and kind of what's been going on?
Three-pointers are now no longer allowed.
Yes, three-pointers are illegal currently.
There is a play-in tournament now, again.
Yes, they're doing that. I think for both the 7th and the 8th seed now?
Yes, you can be the 7th seed and miss the playoffs now.
That's wild.
You could even, realistically, because, often the standings gaps between, like, seeds 5 through 8 can be pretty tight. Mm-hmm. You could legit be like a 5th seed a week before the end of the regular season and then the next week be out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because you lose one game, you drop to 7th seed, and then you lose two games and then you're out of the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't know if I like that.
Yeah. I mean, similarly, you could be a 10th seed and, get in there just to get crushed by the Miami Heat.
That is exactly what is going to happen. I mean,
The Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, exactly. God. Those Pistons with all of their centers. A lot of big moves in the offseason so far. The big ones, I guess if we want to talk about free agency moves, the biggest one that Gordon Hayward is going to leave Boston for almost nothing.
Oh.
you're not a fan of this deal, I'm assuming.
Well, I remember having an argument with a friend of mine before he became an owner about how I think about how he would be as a manager and as a coach. I'm talking about Michael Jordan.
Yeah, yes, I got it.
About how anyone that's so good as a player that he's going to be the best at assessing who's really good or who isn't. First of all, I think that's been shown over the years. That's not true. The only argument I saw that made any sense for this move was that people don't want to, as free agents, go to Charlotte. So you have to overpay. But I'm not even sure if that's true. Because is Charlotte like a much bigger market than Atlanta?
You know, I don't know.
Atlanta had a great offseason, by the way. And I don't think they made any terrible deal. This is not a good deal. He's injury prone.
Yeah.
Not really young.
Yeah.
And it's very expensive.
Yeah. It's, in my mind, not a good deal.
This gets our double not a good deal stamp of disapproval.
It's a wonderful award that you can gain and earn in case you were looking to, you know, really get your judgment game up there. We approve this message.
How many years and how much money is it again?
Too much. And
for too long. It's too much for too long.
it's 4 years.
So $120
million.
Right.
I'm just going to say it. I don't think it's a good idea.
No, I think Michael Jordan is bad at every aspect of basketball except playing basketball.
Okay. All right.
So, not that I really care. I don't have any love lost for him or the Charlotte Hornets. So.
No, actually, I think you care a lot. You love it. It's your favorite thing.
I don't have any when the Charlotte Hornets succeed, I don't succeed. I don't feel that I succeed with them.
You know what? Actually, the reason I think that you're wrong about that is because they got some pretty sweet looking uniforms.
Oh, this well, off-season. The Charlotte Hornets have always had good uniforms.
And they drafted LaMelo Ball.
Uh-huh. Interesting draft as well. I'm really curious to see how LaMelo Ball does in the league. Obviously people are way hotter on him than they ever were on Lonzo.
Yes.
It's funny that he actually went a pick later than Lonzo, but like the hype for LaMelo is much higher than it ever was for Lonzo.
You know, it really just goes to show you how just incredibly deep this draft was, you know.
That's why I think it's funny is the hype is more for LaMelo.
Yeah.
In a shallower draft, and he went lower.
Yeah. Are we downplaying the hype from our good friend Lonzo? Like, is the hype down? Like, I feel like there was more hype for him than I think we're giving him credit.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, it was him or Markel Fultz, right?
That was.
Who was going to go number one. I just remember people being very vocal about how they didn't think he was going to be a good pick. And I feel like I actually didn't hear much criticism of the LaMelo pick before or after. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about LaMelo. He's taller than you think he is.
Mm-hmm.
The whole family, you always basically think they're going to turn into Sean Livingston.
Yeah.
I'm curious about him because, he doesn't actually seem that athletic in terms of like
– apparently he is. Like that's the rub with Lonzo is that his athleticism isn't superstar tier. But that's what people are saying about LaMelo is that he is actually more athletic, looser, able to get to the rack, able to blow by people a little more. Like they say he's got that in him.
I have not seen him finish at the rim with a lot of athleticism. And that's just based on, you know, 30 minutes of highlight looking, you know, which is basically kind of all you get because he didn't play in the U.S.
Yeah.
So unless I can find a full Illawarra Hawks game.
I think you can do it. I believe in your ability to go full Hawk.
Yes. I just don't believe in my interest.
Okay.
Because you know why? Because I'm going to see him in NBA games very soon.
That's true. You are going to see him very soon.
So anyway, it's fine. Like this was sort of universally considered like a very weak draft.
Yeah.
Weak draft, weak free agency. Although I thought that this free agent season, which is basically over already.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. actually produced a lot of fun stories out of, and I don't think people really thought that was what was going to happen going into it.
Yeah. And, you know, to me, I think the interesting thing about this free agency season is that it doesn't feel like it went exactly the way I expected it to. It feels like it went a little sideways from what I was thinking was going to happen, which, you know, I think what I was thinking was going to happen was that there were certain people who were going to stick around. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't think Gordon Hayward was going to go anywhere. When he opted out, that was surprising to me.
Mm-hmm. I basically thought AD would get re-signed.
Yeah.
And Hayward would sort of like, didn't he have like a player option? So, right? Like he.
And he declined a $34 million player option to make it happen.
Yeah. Which at even that day, I was kind of like, oh, that's risky, but yeah. He was clearly confident in his ability to get 30 a year for four more years. What else did you think was going to happen before the free agency period?
Well, I think for one, I thought that I didn't think Christian Wood was going to sign for as much money as he did. I didn't think that Bogdan Bogdanovich was going to renege on his whole shtick and stay in, stay out of Milwaukee because he was, you know, signed and traded to Milwaukee and then
ended up signing with the Hawks. I believe that had just broken when we recorded last week's podcast.
Yes.
And then I read a thing that this fell apart because apparently the deal was going to be investigated.
For tampering. That was it was something that was a problem. And it was kind of funny to see it all fall apart because of that and then have him sign with Atlanta and then have the Kings not match. That was just a whole cluster of silliness.
There was also a like 18-hour period where people were like, he's coming to the Lakers. Very busy, which I think would have made you very happy.
I like him. I think he's great. So
yeah, I like him too. I actually think the Atlanta Hawks are going to be very interesting next year. Mm. So Bogdan Bogdanovich is. So the thing that I read was that the deal was kiboshed because of the tampering issue more so than anything between the teams falling apart. Is that right? Someone in the board of governors like complained.
Yeah. And then because of that, everything went haywire.
Because they didn't want to go through another Joe Smith kind of thing.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are younger, a player named Joe Smith, who I think was number one in the draft at one point.
Yes.
There was tampering with them where he agreed to like sort of off the table sign with Minnesota or something.
It was less that he agreed to off the table sign with them and more that he agreed to wait until he had bird rights with them. So he signed a below market contract.
Uh-huh.
And then they signed him to a bird rights contract afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because I feel like, for example, has Anthony Davis been re-signed yet or not as of this recording?
He has technically not been re-signed yet.
Okay. So like it's just interesting to me because like obviously he's waiting so that the Lakers can do whatever they're going to do. And then to me, it'd be surprising to me if there's not some sort of communication or implicit understanding that he's going to wait to re-sign his stuff until the Lakers get their roster finished.
Yeah.
I
think it's going to happen soon.
Yeah. Cause the order of it matters, right? In terms of how much money the Lakers can pay.
Yeah.
So how is that not tampering?
You know, I don't know.
It seems in the same realm of just deal making.
Well, I mean, I guess partially is that he's under contract with nobody right now. He's a free agent. So
technically you can talk to a free agent however much you want.
Correct.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It makes sense, but is it cool? No, it's stupid.
I mean, it's good for the Lakers.
It's great for the Lakers.
By the way, because of the Joe Smith thing, the Minnesota Timberwolves had to give up their first round draft picks. Do you know how many they gave up?
I believe it was three.
It was the first round draft picks in 2001, 2004, and 2005.
Oh, that's a lot of first round draft picks.
I would say they got the worst end of that deal then.
I think so too. Yeah. God. I think they probably should have not done that.
Probably should have not done that.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Wow, to not be able to draft for five seasons.
Well, you know, but you did have your second round draft pick, so you could trade for a draft pick. And
sure.
You could sign somebody who you were talking to a short-term deal and then get their bird rights and then re-sign them for more.
Right, they could just immediately do it again.
Yeah, that's the reasonable thing to do. Well, I mean, because here's the interesting thing, right? Back then, bird rights were a little different. Right now, there's 3 years that you need to earn to have real full bird rights. Mm-hmm. You have your non-bird rights, which is the first year after you sign a contract. Like that's what Markieff Morris had with the Lakers this year. Then you have your early bird, which is 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Then after early bird, you have your full bird. So after that, then you can be signed up to the maximum and it's no problem.
They should add one called Whirly Bird.
They should have a Whirly Bird.
Just to have it.
Yeah, that probably makes sense. I think the Whirly Bird's exactly what I'm looking for. Some good old Whirly Bird.
So are you excited about the roster that the Los Angeles Lakers have put together?
Okay, what does it mean to be excited? I think that's a bad way to start this
do you think they have a reasonable shot to repeat?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Here's what I am excited about. I'm excited about, I think that every single person that they have on the team that's new is a upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
I think running straight across, I think, Wes Matthews is an upgrade over Danny Green, just based on how they're going to use him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so great at quantifying the defensive end of things, so there's a chance that he's a little less. But
I mean,
the
numbers—nobody is. Yeah,
the numbers from last year say that he's better. Okay, I think that Rajon Rondo, straight upgrade to Dennis Schroeder. Mm-hmm. Dennis Schroeder way better on offense, and Rajon Rondo is not good at defense. People say he is; he's not. Dennis Schroeder also not good at defense. Montrezl Harrell, I think, is a straight upgrade on Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
And defensively, he's a downgrade. Offensively, he's a massive upgrade. And I think that he can play in the second unit with Dennis Schroeder just fantastically. Then Mark Gasol, I think, is a straight upgrade on JaVale McGee. Mm-hmm. All right, less dunks, more actually being able to be on the court when it matters. So, yeah, I think that all of the additions are very good, very solid additions. And, it's a bummer because I like Danny Green. I wish he was better, but I liked him. And I like JaVale McGee. I have a JaVale McGee jersey. I'll be a JaVale McGee fan for forever.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to see them go. Sad to see Quinn Cook go. You know, just he really could have done it.
I feel less sad for these guys because they have rings.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a ring. I catch you later. JR, you got a ring. Dion, you got a ring. Catch everybody later.
I feel more sad that they never really got the green room going in LA, the YouTube show that Danny Green did. And they never really got the JaVale McGee, whatever, in the parking lot show
that he used to do with. Oh, yeah. The one where he's on the Segway.
Like in the Warriors, as people leave the parking lot, he'd do a little show. It was really fun. Two social video content creators didn't really ever get their machines up and running, and now they're leaving already.
Yeah.
I mean, now all we got is whatever Dennis Schroeder's TikTok is. No, I don't know. I don't know who has one. Gasol, I'm happy to see back since he technically started with the Lakers. Never played a game for them, but he's back.
He's back. He's back. He's back in the fold. Are we going to sign Pau to a low bench spot? Is that what's going to happen?
That'd be fun.
Pau fully retired wanting to be a dad?
I mean, that would be fun. I mean, I would like to be, okay, let's say we have a vaccine in March.
Yeah.
And we can go to Staples Center by June.
Aggressive timeline, but I'm listening.
And you get to be in Staples when Powell comes off the bench in his first home game.
I mean,
that's going to be fun.
I'd be so proud of my dad. He's really worked so hard in his career. Something I had completely memory holed when people were talking about, you know, Powell and Mark and everything. And there was a picture of Powell and Mark at the 2015 All-Star game.
Uh-huh.
Powell was a starter in the 2015 All-Star game. The only year he was ever a starter in the All-Star game was 2015.
Hmm.
What team was that for?
What year again?
2015?
2015. The Memphis?
The Chicago Bulls.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, right. I had just completely memory-holed that shit. He was voted in as a starter in the East in 2015.
Wow.
Right?
That's crazy.
That's insanity.
Again, a weak competition, I would guess.
I think, yes. Well, I mean, was it weak competition? Because who was starting with him?
Was who?
LeBron James.
Huh.
The front court in 2015 in the East, in the All-Star game, was LeBron James.
So they were forwards? They were both forwards?
Yeah, they're both forwards. I'd imagine that Dwayne Wade was probably...
Okay, so it was weak competition. Because third in voting was Carmelo Anthony.
That's not that weak.
I mean, that's only because of name recognition. Because in 2015, what team is he on at that point?
In the East?
Yeah.
He's still on the Knicks.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Actually, in that case, it's kind of impressive that Powell got voted over Carmelo. Yeah,
right?
But fourth in forwards is Machine Gortat.
NBA welcome to.
So,
I mean, Marching Gortat in 2015 was part of the deadly John Wall Marching Gortat pick and roll combo. People forget Marching Gortat, real player. Got a whole fucking country. Poland loves that guy.
Yeah.
Wait,
Carmelo got in, I guess. Yeah, right. So they didn't do, so it's just front court, back court.
Oh, it's just front court, back court. So it was the three of them. It was Carmelo, LeBron, and Pau Gasol.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And so the guards were, who were the guards?
Well, one you already named, John Wall.
Yes, yeah.
Second one, it would be unexpected, beating Dwayne Wade.
Oh.
Beating Kyrie.
Oh.
Beating Jimmy Butler.
Oh. For a starter, DeMar DeRozan?
No. Who? Someone who does not like to practice.
Oh, wow.
DeMar's teammate, Kyle Lowry.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, the Western Conference was AD, Mark Gasol, Blake Griffin, Tim Duncan coming in fourth, Kevin Durant coming in fifth.
Wow.
And then Steph Curry and Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. I mean, 2015, for those who don't remember, that was the year I was in New York for the All-Star game.
Oh.
I got to watch the rookie sophomore challenge.
How was that?
It was so fun. It was so fun. We just got drunk as a skunk and had the best time yelling at young basketball players who were doing big dunks. It was very fun.
This is the Rising Stars.
Yes. Yeah. We watched the Rising Stars Challenge in 20.
Let's see who you can remember from this game. This is, so this actually seems like it's Team World versus Team USA. Is that wrong?
Yes. Yeah. That's how they did it. That's how they do it.
Okay. Here are some standouts that you remember from this game.
Well, I mean, the first one I remember is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Uh-huh. And how was he in this game?
Oh, he did some big ass dunks.
Cool.
Which was great. Who else was in that game? Believe that Jordan Clarkson was in the game.
He would have been USA, right?
Yeah.
He was not.
Oh, he was not. Well, then, oopsie.
Were you thinking of Zach LaVine?
No, I was
LaVine?
Not. No.
You know what? They did a pretty good job picking their teams, I will say.
Interesting.
Because here's some of your other players. Steven Adams was on Team World. Bojan Bogdanovic.
Okay.
Gorgui Dieng.
Okay.
Dante Exum. Whatever happened to him?
He's still playing.
Rudy Gobert. Okay. Nikola Mirotic.
Okay.
Kelly Olynyk.
Okay.
New Laker, Dennis Schroeder.
Of course.
Andrew Wiggins.
Yes.
Joseph Nurkic.
Okay.
Matthew Dellavedova. I thought he was much older than this.
No. He just played a long time in college.
And then someone I've never heard of, Kostas Papanikolaou.
Oh, the guy who was drafted by the Kings?
Well, it looks like he was for the Houston Rockets.
Oh, no.
But okay. He might not have been drafted by them.
That's right.
Team World won this game. 121 to 112.
Yes.
The points leader, my black sheep underdog of the league, Andrew Wiggins, 22 points.
Wow. Team Canada. Go Canada.
And then some of your USA players include Trey Burke, KCP, MCW.
Okay.
Zach LaVine, Shabazz Muhammad, Nerlens Noel, Victor Oladipo, Elfrid Payton, Mason Plumlee, Cody Zeller, Robert Covington. That's a decent U.S. team.
Yeah.
Mason Plumlee also recently, he moved, right?
Yes.
To the Pistons, is that correct?
I believe that he did, yes.
The Pistons have had a strange offseason.
I think they saw what the Lakers did, and they overwhelmed everybody with what the people would be calling size, and they decided to sign every person who is too big to dribble in the NBA.
Now, during the playoffs, I feel like I said someone's going to overpay Jeremy Grant, and he's going to, because Jeremy Grant had some like standout games, and it was like, oh,
yeah.
This is his little like 6-game window where he's about to get a good contract.
Okay.
And it looks like Detroit is the team that got him. I will be very curious to see if Jeremy Grant turns into the player that people thought he was during the playoffs, or if it was just a little flare and he gets a good contract and he sort of falls back down to earth.
Yeah. That'd be an interesting thing to see. I don't think it's going to happen.
Let me see how good his contract was. 3 years, $60 million.
Yep.
That is pretty good.
It's pretty good. He was offered that to stay in Denver. Denver would have paid him that.
That's one of those, that's actually a decent contract. It's one of those like right in the middle of the road that like it could seem very cheap if he turns into the player that people think. Basically, like if he does the, you know, if Pascal Siakam had turned into this last year, had not sort of taken a step back, that's the kind of crossroads he's at. In fact, I'm curious what Siakam's contract is.
Siakam has a max contract.
Oh. Yikes. Oh, boy. Well, you're just hoping that he kind of picks it up next season, I guess.
Yeah, right. And I think he will. I believe in Pascal Siakam. I think he'll work on his game and make it to the next level.
Detroit also got Mason Plumlee, uh-huh. Jahlil Okafor, Delon Wright, Dwayne Dedman.
Yeah.
Dwayne Dedman, I believe, was a Spur at one point, right?
I don't know. He's washed around a lot of places. Atlanta.
Was he the one that I thought was going to be a good Spur and then they let him go?
No, that was Damari Carroll.
No, Dwayne Dedman was a Spur for 1 year.
But
But he only scored 5 points a game. I don't know why I thought it was him. No, I think I'm thinking of the guy with the big hair that went to Florida.
You're thinking of Damari Carroll because he signed for the mid-level for them last season and then they traded him.
I don't think I am thinking of Damari Carroll. I think I'm thinking of Jonathan Simmons. Is that possible?
I don't think Jonathan
Simmons. Yes, Jonathan Simmons is who I was thinking of.
Oh, all right.
They threw him into like a playoff game and he had a good couple of games and I thought Pop would like turn him into the next Kawhi and then they got rid of him. Damari Carroll, I know I wasn't thinking of because Damari is to me in that league of stormtrooper clones that is Damari Carroll, Montrezl Harrell, where I feel like they could all be brothers.
Yeah.
Montrezl Harrell, by the way, was in a recent YouTube basketball game.
Oh,
and it was kind of a dick.
I mean, you got to be a dick if you're playing YouTube basketball. Otherwise, what are people gonna think? Like, oh, this guy's a nice guy. No.
Hey,
Montrezl Harrell's been a dick all the entire time he's been in a league.
Who's the one that was on the Celtics and he threw his hand back or J.R. Smith threw his hand back and hit him in the face?
I don't remember that.
Okay. It wasn't either of them, I guess. I will say about the Lakers that it's pretty cool to get the Sixth Man of the Year and the runner-up to Sixth Man of the Year on your bench. Like,
it's like we got the sixth and seventh best players in the league. That's basically how that works, right?
Well, I mean, it is kind of like, oh, you want us to improve the bench? Well, we will just get the top two bench players from the entire league.
It was Jay Crowder.
Jay Crowder
was punching in the face.
Jay Crowder, Montrezl Harrell, and DeMar Carroll, I feel, could be brothers.
Just because they all have the same hairstyle.
They have a similar hairstyle. That's really all it is.
Yeah.
Any other standout teams from this offseason that you thought, oh, I liked Atlanta. What they did? Atlanta.
I thought Atlanta really did a good job of putting a defensive team together after having a team that was very bad at defense last year. I think that you're going to get really good defense from Chris Dunn. I think you're going to get really good defense from Bogdanovich. I think he's going to play good defense for them. I mean, I just like what they've done. I thought that their pick from USC, everybody seems to like him, and I think he's going to do well for them. I'm interested to see what they do. I think they have too many pieces down there.
I don't think they lost anything really significant. Nope. They lost Jeff Teague.
I mean,
Vince Carter retired.
Just gone. No big worries.
They got Danilo.
Yeah, they got Danilo Gallinari.
I think that's a good add. Rondo, I'm sort of whatever about. I've read some things about how Rondo is going to tutor Trae Young. And I don't necessarily see that happening.
You know, I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm just, you know, happy that Rondo got his bag. Whatever, dude. Rondo sucks. He's my favorite Laker of all time, and he fucking sucks.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the Miami Heat.
Okay.
They got Precious Achiuwa from the draft, who I don't know anything about. And then they got Avery Bradley, who was not in the bubble this last year.
Not in the bubble. Was not a non-factor for the Lakers this year, but was not a huge factor for them.
Right. Will he still get a ring?
Yeah, yes, they're going to give him a ring. The Lakers,
I think they should.
The Lakers are going to give everybody who was even at a game last year a ring. That's how it works.
That's fine. They also, this list I'm looking at might not be completely updated, but Maurice Harkless and Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers, no. Did that fall through? He went to the Knicks.
Oh, I thought he was. Yeah, wait. Why does it say Miami Heat added Austin Rivers and it says New York Knicks?
Great question. Yeah. He went to the Knicks.
Okay. So they didn't get Austin Rivers, so they benefited by not getting Austin Rivers. so that's a good move.
Well, you know, New York's only a quick train ride away from Philadelphia, so he could go visit his dad.
Austin Rivers getting three. Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe he just wants to stay on the same coast.
Yeah, it's important. It's family.
And then no big losses for the Heat. They lost Jay Crowder. Yeah. Oh, I mean, they lost Solomon Hill.
Huge, huge loss.
Jay Crowder is a loss, I would say.
Yeah, Jay Crowder is a loss. Jay Crowder went to, where did he go to?
This list says he went to the Phoenix Suns.
Yes, that's where he went. Yep, that's what
it was. You know, that's going to be an interesting, that's going to be a feisty Phoenix Suns team.
Yeah, you know, just annoying that I have to see him in Lakers and Suns games this year, but. You know, if we got to.
You also mentioned to me in an email that we were going to try to see how low LA Clippers tickets go.
Okay. My thought was that maybe LA Clippers tickets would pay you to see the games this year because nobody's going to want to both get sick and watch the Clippers. So there's there's that double duty. Like how low can tickets actually get on StubHub? We're not
people
sure
will get sick to watch the Lakers.
Oh yeah. And that's worth it. It's 100. It's definitely, I mean, rule of threes approved. Get COVID.
For sure.
To watch the
for
Lakers.
Sure. Rule of threes position is COVID is no worse than the flu. So, that is not what we think. The Clippers didn't really do much in offseason.
They lost Montrezl Harrell. They brought in Serge Ibaka. And then they signed Marcus Morris to an unconscionable deal. Absolutely unconscionable.
I don't think either the more like or, for example, the Lakers deal with the Morris brother is an appropriate deal.
Yes. But 4 years, $64 million, that's nuts. That's absolutely nuts for him.
That is so that's similar to the Jeremy Grant deal, right? It's a year longer, but it's basically the same per year.
Yeah.
But the Morris brothers seem to be way I'm not comparing them in any way as players, but like the Morris brothers are kind of like on the back half of their careers, I would say.
Yes, they definitely are. They started in the league in 2012.
And also, I don't see the Morris skill set as being something that's that hard to replace. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's got confidence in something. I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, I get why they did it, right? Because if he left, they didn't have somebody to fill that position of the guy who is the third guy on that team. But I don't know. I don't think that their team is better now with him. I also don't like him as a player. So
I feel like couldn't. So was it was he a complete free agent or was it like a option of any kind or what was the
he
deal?
He was a free agent. They had bird rights on him because he was traded.
To me, I feel like it almost feels like a panic move.
Yeah.
Of like, we need to make sure that not too many pieces change so that we don't lose any more big pieces. I mean, Montrezl Harrell doesn't even have to change houses.
No, not at all. I mean, maybe unless he like lived very close to the Clippers practice facility and wanted to move closer to the Lakers practice facility.
Where is the Clippers practice facility?
Like Marina Del Rey.
Okay.
Over there.
And Lakers is like Inglewood?
It's El Segundo.
El Segundo.
Yeah.
Would you want to live near practice or near the arena?
I don't know. I'd probably want to live in like Silver Lake.
Well, because they probably don't go to how much do you think they go to the practice facility during the regular season?
I would say any day that you're not going to a game.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like the teams don't practice during the regular season.
I mean, practice, sure, but like go to work out, go to get everything taken care of, go to get your training stuff done. Like,
yeah,
that's where you do it. You don't do it at Staples Center.
I mean, I would just do it at like the local cryo clinic in the valley.
Yeah, got to hang out at the local cryo clinic. Yeah, I mean, if I had the salary of an NBA player, I'd want to live in Silver Lake because that's where I want to live.
I know, but then you got to drive out to El Segundo.
Silver Lake to El Segundo is not bad. It's okay. Not bad at all.
How's Silver Lake to Staples?
Silver Lake to Staples, super easy. You take side streets.
All right. Well, that's it. You heard it here first. NBA players should live in Silver Lake, no matter what team they play for.
Yeah. Yeah. Come. Let's share an apartment. All right. Let's go double on a two bedroom in Silver Lake.
So the Clippers lost Landry Shamet, Rodney Magruder, Montrezl Harrell, JaMychal Green.
Uh-huh.
Also Reggie Jackson, but whatever. Yeah. That seems worse.
I mean, they got Serge Ibaka, who I think is going to be decent for them for whatever they're doing. But
maybe.
That's it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think the Clippers are better this year than they were last year.
To me,
they got a new head coach. That's the big upgrade.
Yeah. I think the Lakers are like significantly actually better than they were last year.
Yeah.
And
I think so too.
And I think that the Clippers are worse. The Rockets are about to be way worse.
Way worse.
Whatever they end up deciding to do. Although they did get Kenyon Martin Jr.
I just think it's the 93rd pick in the draft.
We're really at this point where like
Kenyon Martin's kid.
Like we were really talking about, I know that like Kobe was a player's son but like we're really talking about sort of like legacy, privilege at a certain point when like, it's like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, so many players' kids.
Yeah.
Anthony Wiggins.
I mean, God.
You could really put together an entire, probably two teams of players' children.
Yeah, and it would be a good team.
Yeah, and soon we'll be led by Bronny.
Yeah, just excited one day to get that LeVar Ball Michael Jordan game so LeVar can say that he played in the league. And
I would love to see that.
That'd be great.
Why don't they do that for charity?
You know what? Yeah, hell yes. Hell yes to that idea.
I mean, December 13th, I'm going to be watching Devontae Frigga versus Devin Williams for charity, one-on-one.
Yeah.
$12 ticket for a virtual event.
Well, guess what? You're going to see some dunks. You're going to see some handles. You're going to see, Instagram basketball at its finest.
I'm not sure who's going to win either. They're both hyping it up. Yeah. You're not going to see that many dunks. Neither of them dunks that much.
Well, you're going to see a dunk. If you see a basketball game without a dunk, if it's Instagram basketball, I'd be upset.
A little diversion. Have you heard of Athletes Unlimited?
No, never.
I just heard about this yesterday, and I don't think it's going to succeed, but I think it's interesting. Athletes Unlimited is a pro sports league with like a board of advisors, but then supposedly run by the athletes.
Okay.
And it's going, what they're saying it's going to be is a network of professional sports leagues, all sort of under the umbrella of Athletes Unlimited. And the first league that they're running is women's softball.
Okay.
And so they have games on YouTube that are like basically all these professional softball players playing each other every week. And they're doing full broadcasts, and it's interesting, and I want to support it, and I think everyone should go check it out. The thing that's weird is that they redraft the teams every week,
mm-hmm.
which I don't get. And they're doing this thing that's like every individual athlete earns points throughout the season. So there's some kind of like, it's not fantasy points because they're actually learning. They're earning these points.
Interesting. So, and then I guess at the end of the season, they'll make a team of the best players versus the second best players or something.
Yeah,
like that.
There's some kind of individual ranking that is happening through the season. And also they win points for winning innings.
Okay.
And they get a bonus for winning the game.
Interesting. So we're redoing and making it less about the team and more about the players.
Yes, which is slightly odd and mm-hmm. also kind of interesting. So the thing I don't like about it is like, it doesn't really promote teamwork.
Yeah.
Because you're playing with configurations of teams that are literally like drafted like the week before they play. So it seems like your actual sports is going to be worse.
Yeah.
I would think that our best level of sports happens when people play together and get to know each other. But it's an interesting concept. I love alternate sports leagues.
So it seems to me like baseball is the one sport where you could do that.
Yes, because of the like
the individuality of most every play, right? The plays that require teamwork are base running and fielding.
Fielding, yeah.
Right. I guess it would be nice if you had like pitcher catcher combos, maybe that would be easier to deal with. But everybody else, it's like it truly doesn't matter who's out there with you for your individual performance. There's, like if you're very focused on shifts and if you're very focused on scouting reports and like putting a game plan together for a team, sure. But baseball, you could absolutely like pick a new team every game and you could still see who good players are, who bad players are.
It's also interesting because you can't get into the team merch element.
No, you got to get player merch with like the logo of the league on it.
Yeah, maybe. The first game of Athletes Unlimited has about, I think, 20,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
And what's a little discouraging is like the 10th game has like 500.
Mm.
So a lot of people are checking it out and then sort of, But I like alternate sports leagues.
I like that too. I think that's a cool idea. So they just have like home and away uniforms.
Yeah. And that's why we're going to do our whole podcast in the future about slam ball.
Slam ball. Who's ready for slam ball? Who's ready to slam a jam that slam ball into the court? It's 3 points per dunk. And that's why Jordan Ligons and the other guy are going to play slam ball instead.
Our first game of the NBA 2020 schedule will be December 22nd.
It's just so soon.
So soon. Do we know who the Christmas game is?
Let's see. God, there's going to be a ton of Christmas games.
Because we have the schedule out, right? Don't we?
Yeah.
Don't we?
I believe we have some of it.
Well, I look forward to it. It's weird calibrating to... Oh, also condolences to Clay Thompson, who had surgery.
Ooh, yeah, that sucks. Oh, man. I mean, it does not make me happy at all to see Clay go down like that. I like Clay so much.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Warriors very much as well.
What a bummer.
I would say that pretty much, I mean, especially given how quickly this, you know, if this is, it would have been tough anyway if this happened, you know, in a regular off season,
yeah,
with the amount of time he would have had. But like now, it pretty much blows their entire season, I would think. Unless perennial NBA underdog and black sheep Anthony Wiggins
dun, dun, dun.
Pulls it out. And or Andrew Wiggins, I should say. what if Anthony Wiggins?
What
does
if
it?
Anthony Wiggins did something? That's the wonderful, great question. Is Anthony Wiggins going to join the NBA this year?
That's going to be the caption.
Is he
going to
get born or become a real person?
The caption under Andrew Wiggins' career is going to be, "Boy, you really think you did something there." a thing I see on Twitter all the time.
That's very.
Casey, have you got any shows coming up this week?
No, I have no shows. I'm trying to think. So I don't have any shows. Do I have anything else to promote? No, I think that I'm feeling ready to get into the season.
Yeah. We're going to see some. You know what? Maybe we can squeeze in some fans of teams.
Yeah.
Between now and December 22nd, I don't know what kind of real content we're going to see from teams in this off season.
Yeah,
but maybe we'll see a little bit. You know what? We should. I want to. Here's my wish. My wish is that we at least get some footage of Markel Fultz's jump shot.
To sleep, perchance to dream.
Yeah, it seems like that's something we've been getting the last couple seasons.
Yeah,
and we should get it this year too.
I love it.
We'll see. I don't have any shows either. fuck comedy shows. We'll see you next week. And until then, have a good time. Bye.
Bye.